Beyond Ordinary is made possible by listeners like you. Everyone, welcome to another edition of Beyond Ordinary. I'm your host, Rhonda Spurl. This is February, and I know that the year has started off slow with this little podcast, but I had a case of the shingles. Those of you who have had them know how horrible they can be. I had them on my face, and I'm still not 100%, but we're getting there. And I thank the Lord for all of your prayers and the many comments and well wishes that you folks have passed on to me over Facebook and email. Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be a part of such a wonderful, great community. Today's podcast is all about the power of a name. I want to share from my journal. I wrote about my niece, Meredith, who is now 17 years old. I can hardly believe it. And in the story that I'm going to share with you today, she was 3 years old. And it's such a special journal entry, and it's very powerful because it really tells about the power of a name. So, if you need some encouragement today, maybe you have the winter blues. I don't know where you are, but while I'm recording this podcast, we are getting freezing rain here in Ontario. If you need a lift in your spirit, why don't you just stop and listen? Turn up the volume. Maybe you're in the hospital. Maybe you're in a prison. Maybe you literally are in prison. In your car, wherever you are. I hope you're encouraged today. I'll be back to talk to you in a little bit. Now, let's get on with the story. She is two, she is innocent, pure, clean, she is gentle and tiny. She is smart and very much alive in every way. She is an adventurer and a risk taker. She is soft-spoken and tries very hard at everything she does. She is funny and loves to entertain, to sing, to laugh. She loves to dance, to be tickled, to play shy. And she loves to feel free from tight arms that hug her, from diapers, from clothes. She loves soft cheesies and McDonald's French fries. And she loves to take long bubble baths with all of her toys. She She is a free spirit. And she is so beautiful. She is my niece, Meredith. Her soft blonde curls blew in the wind as her tiny hand grasped the flowers she picked, and her other hand held my finger firmly. Her grasp was one of total trust, and with a big smile on her face, she looked up at me and said, holding up the flowers, "Look, Aunt Ronna." For the very first time, my heart skipped a beat, overflowed with every wonderful emotion a person could have. You see, for the past year, I'd been trying to get her to call me by my name. I would ask, "Who am I? Meredith, do you know who I am?" And she would look at me with this puzzled little look on her face. Her little mind just couldn't figure out where I fit in to her family, who I was, until today. We were waiting for her mommy to come out of the doctor's clinic. And as we waited, we walked all around the lovely mown yard, looking for flowers and chasing butterflies. We patted nice tall trees and talked to them. We kicked rocks and held hands, and every now and then she'd stop and want to give me a kiss. We looked at birds flying up so high in the sky. And with every word I said, I could hear her little voice echoing. "Look at the bird, Meredith. Look how high it's flying. High it's flying. Look at that tree. Look how tall it is. Tall it is. Beautiful. Beautiful." You see, she is learning all of the time. She wants to be able to say everything, and you can see it in her eyes. She's 3 years old. She wants to feel, to touch, to taste, to smell. Life is one big adventure. And you know, friend, she doesn't know how much she is loved. She doesn't know how much she was prayed for to come. She doesn't know she was a dream come true for her mom. Two big brothers, and her mom prayed for a little girl. She doesn't know that she has a big, wonderful, loving family who would gladly lay down their lives for her. She doesn't know that she is so small in this big world. She doesn't know so much. And yet, she does know that she is in a secure, loving environment. That she is safe. That she is loved and cared for. That she can ask for just about anything she needs, and it's there. And she thrives. Thank you. you a question. Would you consider giving to this ministry? Beyond Ordinary is supported by listeners like you. If you are interested, go to the Beyond Ordinary Facebook page, and there will be a link that's called Donate that'll take you right to our PayPal page. Anything you can give is greatly appreciated. Also, we are always wanting your prayer support. Go to Beyond Ordinary on Facebook and have a chat with me. Private message me. Let me know what you think about this episode. I would love to hear from you. That's Beyond Ordinary on Facebook. Prayerfully consider what you might want to give. Thank you so much. And now, let's get back to our story. The power of a name. You know, when Meredith held my hand and looked up at me and said my name and recognized me, knew who I was, my heart was overwhelmed. When she said Rhonda, from that moment on, she's always said my name. And can I ask you, when was the last time you said the name of Jesus? Do you know who He really is? Do you know that He loves you? That He died for you? That He knows your name? And He calls you by your name? We hear His name so many times in swearing. We hear His name when a preacher preaches. But there's something very, very special when you say His name in prayer. When you say His name from the depths of your heart, maybe you cry out His name, Jesus. He hears you. He always hears us. When we finally figure out who He is and we say His name, His heart overflows with every wonderful emotion. Every time we say His name, every time we put our hand in His, He feels the warmth and the squeeze of our grasp. His heart overflows, and don't you think for one minute He doesn't hear you. Because He does. You know, I've discovered that the squeeze of a hand can tell so much. You think about it. The squeeze of a hand can tell how much someone loves, how much someone trusts, how much someone is in need. He longs for us to take His hand and to walk with Him and to talk with Him and trust Him. He longs for us to see the beauty of His creation, to feel His presence and His peace, to be totally free, to know His truth, the truth that sets us free, free, free like a little child, like my little niece Meredith when she was 3 years old, free to be ourselves, to take risks, to run, to dance, to praise, to be an adventurer. He longs for us to learn all of His ways, to learn His word, to know His voice, to really know who He is. He longs for us to be as little children. For you see, in His eyes, you're not an adult. In His eyes, we are just that, children. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 18, verses 2 to 5, and I'm reading from the New International Version. Jesus was with His disciples, and there was a whole lot of people around Him, adults and children. And He called a little child to Him and placed the child among them. And He said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me." Won't you call on His name today and accept Him as your personal Savior? That's all you have to do, is just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll be saved. Know that He is the Son of God, the place that He holds. And if you have a need today, call on that name, Jesus. There's no other name but Jesus, who can heal and restore and give you everything you need. That you've been blessed by today's episode, and that you'll go to the Beyond Ordinary Facebook page and give a donation to this ministry. Join the conversation. Let me know what you think about this story today. I'd love to hear from you. Thanks so much for listening. And remember, walking with Christ makes every day beyond ordinary.
Yes, He wants to take the place of that empty hurting space. Just let His love